only have one life to live, so live it proper. I come and tell Rasta, oh, you're dope and you're dapper. Only my bullfrog and grasshopper.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, part 4. And we have a couple of birthdays, a whole shitload of tunes, some comedy and spoken word, and a lot of great material to cover. And, of course, an asshole of the week. So we're going to get started with the song for some of the more ardent Bushies in the American Christian Taliban, as well as the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion movement, still viciously harassing, threatening, intimidating, and issuing terroristic threats at women's clinics throughout North America. We're going to play them a rather soft and tender, beautiful song by the Dayglow Abortions from their incredible early 80s release, Feed Us a Fetus. This track is entitled Religious Bumfucks. Lord, make this turntable work.
Anymore. We have a state of barbarism, a state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor.
Attack is the word that he calls a defense. But tell me, just who is this?
display. The eternal stare of eyeless skulls, telling the truth of military trade. The earth is our home, the wind and the air, the blue skies, the grass and the trees. These masters of war, what do they care? They're only sentiments, these. It's our world, our dignity, happiness, pride, but they seek to wrench it away. With constant reminders of the horrors of war,
we'll be right back. Oh my God, didn't he tell you?
Tell me what?
Punk rock is over.
I know it's over, asshole.
You really
I'm not even.
Fuck up the system? Go to business school. That's what I'm gonna do. Get a job at some big corporation, like, fuck things up from the inside.
Let's go.
Toxic Reasons doing Mercenary, World Burns to Death did The Sucking of the Missile Cock, and Whom the Gods Destroy. MDC did John Wayne Was a Nazi. The Clash did Complete Control. Crass did The Unelected President, and started off with a song for the American Christian Taliban and the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion movement, from the Dayglow Abortions' incredible first album, Feed Us a Fetus. You heard Religious Bumfucks. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at Radio Volta from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, as well as relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, and at RadioVolta.org. Listeners can hear The Reverend Is In repeat broadcasted one morning and one evening at very odd times for the people in other continents who have to hear the show at very odd times. And that'll be on the schedule at RadioVolta.org and set up by Jim from the Nexus and Marlon, the great engineer. Coming up on The Reverend Is In, we will be on the air next Sunday night on Halloween night. It'll be the final installment of this series and the last show before Erection Day. We will have Lick Bush and 04 Part 5 and also the Halloween show, and there will be great goodies for that. And of course, Satan himself has now agreed to make an appearance for the first time in, I would say, over a year as a live guest on this show. So we'll hear what he has to say. At least I guess it's a he. Marlon, is Satan a he? He doesn't know. And that'll be next week on The Reverend Is In, Halloween night. And future themes include three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, recovery for propagandists, in which we will take on the 12-step monopoly, the delusional higher power, recovery systems, the faith-based initiative, and laughable myths such as love addiction and sex addiction and porn addiction and golf club addiction and internet addiction and television addiction, blah, 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 all kinds of bullshit that is not real addictions. And we'll cover why that is. A future wedding on the show, a live exorcism and a live reverse exorcism, two different shows, pubic property, in which we discuss and play songs around sex negativism and pretend puritanism from all spheres of life, liberal and conservative, left and the right, the Christian Taliban types and the women's studies programs, etc., etc., and even the groupthink freethinkers. And that'll be the Pubic Property Show, and input is especially sought on that one. write to me with your ideas on the Pubic Property shows. And as also coming up on The Reverend Is In, the grand opening of the official government brothel. And what's this? My handwriting still bites. White Collar Trash. The annual November Happy Spanksgiving show. Jennifer Hunter Live, probably. And way in the future, the Reverend's annual holiday show in December, the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. And in January, the 4th anniversary show. And hopefully celebrating the fall of the criminal, murderous, insane Taliban clones, liberty-destroying fall of the Bush regime. And, of course, we will celebrate and acknowledge and have a lot of fun with the extreme perversion that is shown on national television every January, full of touching and bumping and tackling and bending over and violating end zones and going up the middle and on and on. We will have our annual erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl that is coming up in January. And of course, your ideas are always welcome for that as well, including song ideas. And I believe on Erection Day, which is Reverend Bookburn's, which is Radio Volta's birthday, we will probably be on the air as a Radio Volta birthday party, as well as dealing with the Erection Day nonsense. And the Reverend is tentatively going to appear on that. Also, potential live guests, LaSara Firefox and sex writer Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America. And for the Spanksgiving show, we are probably going to get the return from last year of the great Jen, alias Holy Bloody Mary, who has offered her ass for independent broadcasting. For feedback, show ideas, or to write to me for any reason, write Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com is tentatively the second bride to appear on this show. However, they are, shall we say, full of uncertainty. So it's not sure if they're actually still together or if they're still together that heavy or what. But they said that if they do go through with this, they will want to get married on The Reverend Is In, like Lady Simone did last March. And The Reverend has agreed to do their wedding for them. And let's see, in Philadelphia area, the Dead Milkmen reunion is happening and adding a show. We did a memorial tribute to Dave Blood, who took his own life last March, and covered the subject of suicide, the subject of surviving rough time periods, and did a show largely of clinical value, the Reverend drawing from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. And we'll do more of that also in November, and continue to plug and support the Dead Milkmen reunion show, which I guess we'll have somebody else on bass replacing Dave Blood. And they're going to play with the Electric Love Muffin and FOD and Nixon's Heads. and that's an all-ages show, and they added a show on November 21st at the Trocadero. The first show was sold out, and they added a show on the 22nd, so there will be two shows. The first is sold out, but the second show is still available. And speaking of Philadelphia punks, the first wave of Philly hardcore legends, Autistic Behavior, have dug up some old releases and did a technological process the Reverend does not understand called baking, and recovered the sound as well as possible. And it's not released to the public yet, although the Reverend is encouraging this, but it was burned onto a CD for the Reverend, and that arrived, thanks to Craig from Autistic Behavior, this week. And there's even some live tracks, and we are going to hear from some of that tonight. So there will be more than just the two officially released tracks from an old Philly hardcore compilation that were played a couple times on the show. So coming up later, for the first time, some of the original Autistic Behavior recordings. There's some birthdays from Radio Volta Dave 79, who celebrated a birthday this past Thursday, and there was a big party at a club with Dave and others doing a lot of the spinning and mixing. And that went well into the night. A good time had by all, as reported by all accounts. Happy birthday, Dave 79. And it is also the birthday on October 22nd of founding member of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, who the Reverend had the extreme pleasure of meeting a couple of times in the past. And we're going to play him a birthday song. And if you want to read some of his better writings, his best book by far was Seize the Time, which covered his participation or his involvement in the Chicago protest actions in 1968 outside the Democratic Convention in Chicago. And Bobby was the eighth defendant in the Chicago conspiracy trial, and eventually bound and gagged in court, the subject of a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Chicago. And also, his trial was later severed from the others, thus making it the Chicago 7. Seize the Time well documents all of that, as well as his own writings and history that is pretty bedazzling. And if you're not a vegetarian, he wrote a book about barbecuing ribs, and full of ribs recipes and sauce recipes, called Barbecuing with Bobby. And yes, the Reverend has a signed copy of that. Happy birthday, Bobby Seale, October 22nd. That is also the same day as the birthday of the late Dr. Timothy Leary. And we're going to play a track from the last CD to come out in his name, that came out shortly after his death in 1996, called Beyond Life with Timothy Leary. That is to come later. All right, talk out already. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 4. And we covered the debates, and we covered the fact that he looked like a drooling, over-medicated, probable stroke victim during those debates. We talked about how much the media totally kissed his ass after the debates, many of which saying the public thought he looked really good during those debates instead of what he actually looked like, which was a worldwide embarrassment and a piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. The media continues to kiss his ass, and so we wanted to acknowledge those who literally licked Bush in 04. They literally licked Bush's ass. And the first has to be Regis and Kelly on an ABC television program. Probably the worst of corporate entertainment, ABC. In which they had Laura Bush, who looked a lot like her husband. She looked more like a head injury victim. And possibly even cross-eyed. Somebody had to tell me whether or not she actually is. Not that that's bad, but it just added to the amusement when she was speaking to Regis, who had his tongue way in her asshole, as did the South Jersey newspaper called the Courier Post. And I really didn't mean to call it a newspaper, although that's what it passes for. It's more like a tabloid. It has more in common with the Weekly World News, in which they covered W's South Jersey appearance last Monday with an extremely flattering nearly entire top half of the front page photo and Bush rallies GOP screaming headline. The Courier Post, still a cheerleading publication. It should not say newspaper. It should say campaign publication and organizing organ for the Bush regime. And speaking of his appearance last Monday, the Reverend thanks Elizabeth Voltz, the Pennsylvania and New Jersey anti-war groups, and numerous others for organizing with just 3 days' notice a significantly well-turned-out protest outside his appearances in Marlton and Evesham, New Jersey. It was excellent. It was last minute. It was on a Monday morning. And all in all, a good event that got a little bit of media coverage when they weren't busy tonguing Bush's asshole. Thank you, people who participated in that protest. And may he be dogged wherever he goes. There's more trouble from the potential cable deals to show Fahrenheit 9/11 at some point this month. But you can check that out at michaelmoore.com and follow whatever courses of action people are asked to do. It's not stopping the corporate media monopolist assholes called Sinclair Broadcasting, who are going to broadcast, and I use this term loosely, documentary about John Kerry's war record that by all accounts is by dubious sources, people who put out tabloid-like bullshit documentaries in the past. And there's some good articles about that at alternet.org. And even though Sinclair is slightly responding to public pressure by announcing that they're only going to show parts of it, they still show that they're asshole selves. And their CEO was the recipient of Asshole of the Week last Sunday night by firing one of their top people who acknowledged the criticisms of people continent-wide and raised his concerns about this blatant propaganda of Sinclair broadcasters who are heavy donors to the Republican Party. So anyway, check out Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, which is also on video and DVD right now at michaelmoore.com. And if you want to see a goof on it, you can see Fahrenheit 2004, which is at... Oh, this handwriting is killing me. It is at madflash.com. Fahrenheit 2004 at madflash.com. No, madblast.com. And there's more good satire on the net, but we'll cover that at the end because as the surprises, but they're videos and audios, so I'm saving that for the end of the show. And a film similar to Fahrenheit 9/11 that is worth checking out is called Hijacking Catastrophe, which is also on the web at hijackingcatastrophe.org. And there's probably more films than ever that are along the lines of Michael Moore, and some of which are even heavier. And they're touring. It's called Films to See Before You Vote, and it's on tour nationwide. And they also list and kind of profile a lot of these films on the web. They're at filmstoseebeforeyouvote.org, and that is very worthwhile. And also at alternet.org, the story of a woman who owns a chain of strip clubs. She got raided by a local version of John Ashcroft, alias Ayatollah Ashcroft, arguably the biggest asshole in the hemisphere. And after her club got raided, she put voter registration papers and in the club that got raided. And there was an incredible response, not at first, but after a while, after their bust got more publicity. So then she put it in all of her clubs, and then it spread to other clubs and other bastions of adult entertainment. And the result is over 1 million people from a totally untapped source. And the article is entitled The Strip Club Vote, and that's at alternet.org. And a pretty interesting article, and pretty interesting for Alternet, considering some of the Puritan articles they run every now and again. Okay. Definitely talked after so much to cover. If there's time, we'll read from the Bill O'Reilly book called The O'Reilly Factor. And if time permits, we'll read you from Dr. Susie, the great Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, and her book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. And Dr. Susie writes some of the best erotica there is, and it's not fiction. It's all very practical, a lot of ideas, a lot of analysis, and a lot of fun. And we'll read her part about, what else? Licking Bush. But first, before we play a song, we have to give you the good news, the real good news, which is that Bush mouthpiece and reactionary extraordinaire Ann Coulter got pied this past week. Yes, she got the pie, her just desserts, actually two pies. And you can see that online at thesmokinggun.com, and send the link to all your friends. thesmokinggun.com. See Ann Coulter get pied. Mylan, the great engineer, did you know that Ann Coulter got pied this week?
I have one thing to say about that. You can spend your life wishing for pie in the sky, but the Baker's Brigade delivers.
Now, I did hear the Baking Brigade. They're kind of like the children of Pie Man.
Yeah, something like that. I heard the song. I forget. I guess it was David Robix or something. Somebody was.
Oh, I'll look for that song. And yeah, she got her just desserts. And you can see it at thesmokinggun.com. And they're that's the same website that has the first page or two of the sexual harassment case against Bill O'Reilly. And as much of an asshole as he is, we still don't know if that's a real case or if it's just bullshit or personal piss off or a money chasing thing or whatever. But whatever, you can check that out at thesmokinggun.com. Although he is a dickhead, so who knows whether or not that is real. But let's play some more songs. Let's play an old classic by Flipper. You're hearing Toxic Reasons in the background, and we're going to play a Lick Bush song in the wild by Penelope Houston. Probably one of the best songs about licking ever recorded by Penelope Houston, the former vocalist of the Avengers, her classic called Tongue. Let's see, we'll play Autistic Behavior, we'll play some comedy from the new Paul Krasner release. But first, let's play some Vintage Flipper from the Let Them Eat Jelly Beans compilation.
Take if those things are legal. seated on my right, Miss Belle de Jour, so very young. She's screaming for attention. I would wager that she'll get it. And me, I'm smiling, thinking of your tongue. But mine has never touched it. I'd really like to suck it. Legend has it that I'm faithful to the end. Observation or obsession? No, I can't say which I bet on. Legend has it that I'm faithful to the end.
she's not dead. Still not enough.
Before 9/11, even before the election, there were plans going on to invade Iraq because the control freaks want to get control of the Middle East, and you wanted to start. Plus, there were personal things because Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense, I think, under the first Bush. Is that right?
Yeah.
And in fact, it was Cheney who said that Donald Rumsfeld has been the best Secretary of Defense we ever had. That means even better than Cheney. Talk about humility. And so it was like Cheney's unfinished war. I mean, so everybody, and some, like some Japanese tea ceremony, Bush thought he would avenge his father. So there were all those other personal elements in it. And it became so, it was the most overt, covert war that I've ever seen. Never before in world history has one country insisted that another country disarm before they invaded them. All right, so you watched the 9/11 hearings, and there's Condoleezza Rice, who, when asked if it was true or not, that she told Bush that there were Al-Qaeda sleeper cells all around the country. And she said she didn't remember. Now, you know, what's wrong with these senators? Why can't they just say, why the fuck can't you remember something like that? Telling the president that there are terrorist cells all around the country. You know, a moron would... now I'm going to hear from the Moron Liberation League. But a journalist would question that, but they just accepted it so flimsily like that. There's this new pill called HT0712, which has restored memory to mice and fruit flies. And so, you know, why didn't they ask her if she wanted to have one of those pills? All of these guys, now Donald Rumsfeld, he asks himself questions and then he asks them, did I tell Saudi Ambassador Prince Bandar that you can take that to the bank, indicating that the war on Iraq was definite? Well, I don't recall that because I say a lot of things. And, you know, that certainly could possibly, in the big scheme of things, have been one of them, but one can't remember everything one says. Can one? One can't. Am I a mean-spirited prick who has no compassion whatsoever? Well, some people think that, but, you know, their perception is very subjective, I would say. Do I plan to resign? Well, no, of course, I serve at the pleasure of the president. I mean, I began to expect that suddenly crashing through the curtains would be Donald Trump saying, you're fired. You know, all of the whole bunch of you are fired. Colin Powell, again, a memory loss. The New York Times quoted him as saying that there were individuals in the Pentagon who were supporters of Cheney, and that he, Colin Powell, referred to those as the Gestapo office. And he said he couldn't recall saying that. You know, there's like an epidemic of ass covering going on there. I mean, that's why they do it. Like, when Condoleezza Rice said that she didn't remember telling Bush that there were sleeper cells, if she didn't tell him, she was covering her own ass. If she did tell him and he did nothing about it, then she was covering his ass. All right, I want to read this one now to get the exact quote. Newsweek reported that in January 2002, White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez wrote to President Bush that in his judgment, the post-September 11th security environment, quote, renders obsolete the Geneva Convention's strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners and renders quaint some of its provisions. Secretary of State Colin L. Powell, quote, hit the roof when he read the memo, according to the magazine, and fired off his own note to the president, warning that the new rules, quote, will reverse over a century of U.S. policy and practice and have a high cost in terms of negative international reaction, unquote. Powell, interviewed Sunday on Meet the Press, said he did not recall the Gonzalez memo. Now I tried to understand how this could be such a blatant lie. And then I remembered something, and I got the exact thing there. This is from the Washington Post. Secretary of State Colin Powell described his killer schedule in an interview with Abdul Rahman Al-Rashid, a reporter for a London-based Saudi newspaper. Al-Rashid asked, so do you use sleeping tablets to organize yourself? Powell replied, yes, well, I wouldn't call them that. They're a wonderful medication. Not medication. How would you call it? They're called Ambien, which is very good. You don't use Ambien? Everybody here uses Ambien. So I checked side effects of Ambien. May cause the special type of memory loss known as amnesia. When this occurs, a person may not remember what has happened for several hours after taking the medicine. This is usually not a problem, since most people fall asleep after taking the medicine. Memory loss can be a problem, however, when sleep medicines are taken while traveling, such as during an airplane flight, and the person wakes up before the effect of the medicine is gone. This has been called traveler's amnesia. So I feel better now, because there's an excuse for all this forgetting in front of these committees. I continue. In most instances, memory problems can be avoided if you take Ambien only when you're able to get a full night's sleep, 7 to 8 hours, before you need to be active again. Be sure to talk to your doctor if you think you are having memory problems. But if you are, you'll forget to ask your doctor. Okay, then even in the hearings, Bush and Cheney had to go together. I've seen at least a dozen editorial cartoons of Cheney as a ventriloquist and Bush as his dummy, which explains why Cheney talks out of the side of his mouth, like this. He doesn't have it fully mastered yet. And so they practiced in the Oval Office, you know. Cheney will say, so what do you think, Georgie? Does John Kerry have Botox injections to get rid of his frown? And Bush says, how do I know? I mean, maybe I don't use Botox. I've had my scruples removed. Or Cheney could say, so do you think I should go duck hunting with Scalia? And Bush says, we owe him, we owe him. But even when they testify before the committee, but not under oath, because as John Kerry thought, presidents never lie, no transcription, no taping. Somebody could take notes, but then they had to be shredded. And so, you know, they asked Cheney, did you actually say to Prince Bandar, indicating that it was in the bag, that Saddam is toast? And before he can answer, Bushy says, no, he said Saddam likes toast. So now Bush wants to have a constitutional amendment, and this really is based on the Bible. The First Amendment calls for separation of church and state. Ultimately, this means that Bush wants to get an unconstitutional amendment into the Bill of Rights. And we'll be right back.
legislation that marches alone can bring integration. When human respect is disintegrated, and this whole crazy world is just too frustrated. This earth, it really makes love hard to unearth. We're spilling blood in the human race. If you win your war, it's the same old place. The pounding drums, the pride of disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hang your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace.
You heard DOA from their brand new release, Live Free or Die, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. You heard two tracks from that, Eve of Destruction and We Don't Need No Goddamn War. Paul Krasner did Invading Iraq from his new comedy CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. Two tracks from Autistic Behavior. Killer Forces and Perfect Order. Penelope Houston did Tongue. Asylum Street Spankers did Winning the War on Drugs. And started that set off with Flipper doing Ha Ha Ha. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 4. Next week will be Part 5 and the Halloween show. And the last show before Erection Day. So we'll try to make it very special. Since it's a lick show and it's before Erection Day. And there's some book burners in the news. The first is that Catherine Moon is doing a benefit with Darren of Darren Deicide, formerly of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, and the live guest on the show about a month ago. And you can check that out at Catherine Moon, Catherine with a C, CatherineMoon.com. And we heard her brand new anti-Bush song last week. And we heard from a friend of hers, Charlene Leahy, who has a new CD entitled So Frail, which covers everything from the stolen 2000 election to September 11th to the war. And Charlene Leahy's CD is at songsforpeace.org, and it's the numeral 4. Songsforpeace.org. If she sends it, the Reverend will play it. And Marlin got something interesting in the mail here at Radio Volta, addressed to Reverend Bookburn from Canada, Reverend Harvey Christ, and he sent a little mini disc. So Marlin's gonna rig up something so we can play that, and we'll hear from Reverend Harvey Christ, and we'll discover that together. So hopefully it's good. Reverend Harvey Christ from Canada. I think it's called The Oily Elite. And that's to come. And senior news. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, a 75-year-old woman was assaulted by police with a taser gun. A taser gun. After a disturbance. In a senior residential facility, a 75-year-old woman in Rock Hill, South Carolina, attacked by police with a taser gun. I guess they feel like real men now, using their taser on a senior woman. And New Jersey's not much better. A peace activist who is 89 years old. She's a Quaker and a pacifist, and now 89 years old, and has been very active protesting war all of her life, including this current war. She is about to enter the jail system. So as we release more real criminals, more violent criminals, some violent person, some pedophile priest, some white-collar criminal, if he's even in there at all, will have to be released to make room for the 89-year-old Quaker pacifist woman who did the horrendous crime of protesting the war. And we'll try to keep up with that case and find somebody who knows her and stay updated about her and her situation. There's a whole lot of stuff that has no links, so if you want any of this, write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send it to you. A hilarious article entitled God and Sex, and another one that is a telephone conversation between God and George W. Nunnuts Bush. Both of them available by email. And also from the Reverend's mailbag. And thank you so much, people who send me all this great stuff. This should go all over the internet. This should be sent to everybody you know. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you if you want it. You can forward it to everybody you know. National Celibacy Day, November 2nd. No dick, no bush. Please pass on this information as it could save your life. Well, the circus freak show, sideshow, propaganda show by fundamentalist nut jobs and Taliban clones called Hell House is now being spoofed. So if in your area a show called Hollywood Hell House is appearing near you, it is extremely highly recommended that you go and see it and bring your friends. It is reportedly hysterically funny. Hollywood Hell House, coming soon. This is not a comedy. I think it was made shortly after the Afghanistan war began. It's a film made in 2002 called Judgment that got all kinds of international awards by the great Peter Sellars. And that is coming to the U.S. Judgment. Coming to the U.S. And there was an article about that at San Francisco Gate publication, sfgate.com. And thank you, whoever sent the Reverend that. News for Taliban wannabes. A Christian reconstructionist group called the Wall Builders have been hired by the Republican National Committee to help them push their man, George W. Crawford Ho, war criminal Bush, in his 2004 campaign. Now, if you don't know what a Christian reconstructionist is, it is a person who advocates obliterating the Constitution, and that's not being dramatic. That is literally what their own words reveal. Obliterate even the pretense of democracy and the Bill of Rights and democracy, and merge church and state. Oh, we're interrupted by a limp dick, impotent person who has to manifest their sexual dysfunction by abusing this entire community with his or her excessively violent siren. Lord, we pray for that person. Please restore sexual functioning so that they will stop abusing not only their loved ones, but this entire community. We pray to thee, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn. Thank you very much. And a buddy who wants to join in the fun. And Lord, please restore the genital functioning in this motherfucker as well. Thank you, Lord. We pray that this person may become human again and function and be able to use their tools. We pray to thee. Thank you, Lord. The Christian Reconstructionists advocate totally eradicating the wall between separation of church and state, hence their name, the Wall Builders. And they are advocating creating their religious laws, much like the Taliban, into public law for all people in a diverse nation. The Wall Builders, hired by the Republican National Committee, in particular David Barton, who shows his slideshow that says America was founded by religious principles, which it was not, and blah, 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 but hiding the Reconstructionist agenda of the Wall Builders. David Barton, by the way, is the vice president of the Texas Republican Party. All right, enough about that. Let's see, some new informative material of the criminal Bush regime at Larry Flint's website, larryflint.com. It just keeps getting better and better, and it's very up to date. Let's see, because of feedback from other book burners, we're going to bring back a rehabilitation show that will have some clinical value and will be real rehabilitation. So if you know any priests, be sure to tell them to tune in to for the next installment of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, and we'll introduce them to adult sexuality and adult erotica, and we will deprogram them from the Holy Church doctrines of abstinence and celibacy and theocracy and all the stuff that made them monsters in the first place. And your feedback will be incorporated into the next installment of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And speaking of pedophiles, the Philadelphia Cardinal is in the news, issuing his thinly veiled coded message that the Catholic voter, the Catholic voters, needs to vote for those who would restore a pro-life platform. So if anybody out there needs an interpretation, needs a translation of that, Reverend Bookburn will now provide that for free. This is what the Cardinal meant. The pedophiles in long silky dresses want you to vote for George W. Numbnuts Bush. They are upset that the Catholic vote is divided, and they want it to be uniform and for George W. Numbnuts Bush, despite what he's doing to the economic infrastructure of this nation, Social Security, social services, your future jobs, outsourcing of flu vaccinations, and we're seeing the price of that now, and of course murder and terrorism against civilians in more than one location. Disregard all of that and go strictly on the advice of pedophile fetus fetishists. Thank you, Cardinal. And no, talk out. And there's so much shit on all these papers. In Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, want to thank the local Republican Party for their latest bag of dirty tricks. And this kind of shit's happening all over the nation. In Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, specifically at Montgomery County College, they are, without telling people, registering them as Republicans in voter registration drives in the guise of being petitioners for legalized medical marijuana. Aren't they special? And if you want to fuck with the Republican Party in much the same way that they're doing their dirty tricks, like actually being endorsers of Nader and other things that they think will undermine and help them steal another election, what you can do is use the email of every asshole you know, every asshole you work with, are related to, know, chat with, debate with, whatever, every bushy in your life, or forward it to people who know bushies and need to forward it to other people. Send them the link to the Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com, because they believe that Bush does not go far enough. They believe he's too wimpy on integrating church and state, on being anti-abortion, of being racist, of being homophobic, of being hostile to women in policy making. They want to go further, the Constitution Party. So, forward that link to assholes so that the Bushies can go running around supporting the Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com. If you haven't seen it yet and you want to see a hilarious and smoking hot website in the spirit of Lick Bush, go to F the Vote. It's not the same thing as Fuck the Vote, which is entirely different. Just the letter F. F the Vote, like one word. Fthevote.com. Using hotness to impact the election. All right, let's do our prayer for trial lawyers before we play the birthday songs and the next set. Lord, we've been hearing the malignment of trial lawyers in this campaign. But Lord, in a nation where the injustice system and the social services systems and the government systems and the legal system are stacked against the working person and the poor, everybody middle class or down, since it is a time of deregulation regarding pollution, consumer safety, environmental safety, product safety, and the insurance companies are running amok, and everybody from mortgage companies to credit card companies to insurance companies to the bastions of corporate America can ride roughshod over the public and become greater ripoffs than ever. Lord, we thank you for that last wall of defense in defense of justice and legal recourse. Lord, we thank you for the trial lawyers. May we get a million more. And please, Lord, stop the malicious malignment against said lawyers who have saved the asses of many involved in independent media. Thank you, Lord. Alright, you're hearing DOA in the background from Live Free or Die. And now, if you just tuned in, we are saying happy birthday to Dave79 of Radio Volta's Ecclesiastes show. The late Timothy Leary, who we'll hear from after this next song. And co-founder of the real Black Panther Party, the one in the 60s, not the bullshit imitators of recent years, Bobby Seale, who the Reverend had the supreme pleasure of meeting a couple times. And we're going to play a song for him right now, say happy birthday. It was Bobby and Timmy's birthday on Friday. Happy birthday to Bobby Seale. This is Gil Scott Heron doing his song from during the days of apartheid in South Africa about the capital city, entitled Johannesburg. Lord, make this machine work.
Have your Dr. Timothy Leary takes up his part of the tale of the tribe in a Mexican hut and brings his discovery to Harvard harmoniously. And there begins the political battle. Black and white magic become publicly visible for a generation. Dr. Leary is a hero of American consciousness. He encountered discoveries in his field which confounded him and his own technology. He arrived beyond the boundaries of knowledge. Here we are in science fiction history, in an age of hydrogen bomb apocalypse, the very Kali Yuga wherein men's stupidity so overwhelms the planet that ecological catastrophe begins to rehearse old tribe tales of karmic retribution, fire and flood and Armageddon pending. Poor Dr. Leary, poor Earth. It would be natural, in fact deja vu, that the very technology stereotyping our consciousness and desensitizing our perceptions should throw up its own antidote, an antidote synthetic, synchronous with mythic tribal soma and beyond. Given such historic comedy, who could emerge from Harvard technology but the one and only Dr. Leary, a respectable human being, a worldly man faced with the task of a messiah, inevitable. Poor Dr. Leary, poor Earth. Accelerated evolution. Psychosocial revolution. Alteration of human consciousness. Rapid mutation. Staggering realization, psychedelic. Consciousness expanding, mind manifesting in itself. Images of our own unconscious rising from the streets of Chicago, where city tear gas was dumped on Christ's very cross in Lincoln Park, AD 1968. The drains are backing up in the cities. Smog, noise, and physiologic poison in food turns us to insect acts. Overpopulation crazes the planet. Our lakes corrupt. Old riverways become dank dens. Tanks entered Prague and Chicago streets simultaneous. Police state arrives in every major city. Starvation wastes African provinces. Chinese genocide in Tibet mirrors American genocide in Vietnam. Alarm! Alarm! Howls deep as any biblic prophecy. Ourselves, caught in the giant machine, are conditioned to its terms. Holy vision. Holy vision. Dr. Leary, poor Earth. Break the mind-forged manacles. Correct the berserk machine and liberate the inventor's mind from captivity by robot hypnosis. Dr. Leary had an invaluable civilized elixir, the key to the whole Gnostic mystery. Dr. Leary's role? Alas, solitary, courageous, human, and frank, public, democratic, bodhisattva teacher in America, 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 America. Despite the scary contumely of fellow academicians, the dispraising, timorous irony of scientific professionals, the stupidity, meanness, self-serving cowardice and hollow vanity of bureaucratic personnel from Harvard Yard to Mexico City to Washington, from the ignorant sheriff's office in Dutchess County, New York, to the inner greedy Gordon Liddy haunted sanctums of the U.S. Treasury Department in D.C., our whole establishment of civilization that defends us from knowledge of our own unconscious by means of policemen's gloves and would resist the liberation of our minds and bodies by any brutish means available, including tear gas, napalm, and the hydrogen bomb. Déjà vu.
It's in the interest of...
It's in the interest of...
A long-term peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world that we
work for a free and secure and, secure and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
It's in the interest of...
It's in the interest of...
Long-term...
A long-term peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world.
That we
work
for a free and secure...
Work for a free and secure...
And peaceful...
And peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful...
And peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
A peace, free and secure 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 Iraq.
In the midst of the Middle
East. In the midst of the Middle East.
In the midst of the Middle East.
We'll have
Enormous historical
impact. It's in the interest of...
It's in the interest of... Long-term peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world that we...
Work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
In the midst of the Middle East.
We'll have enormous historical impact.
We'll be right back.
single eyes, or they'll send you down to the war. And when you ask them how much should we give, they only answer more.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up. Sunday, October 24th, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Major George Hood. Major George Hood is the head of the Salvation Army and recently booked for a speaking engagement. The daughter of the late Assway President Ronald Reagan. His daughter Patty Davis had a speaking engagement, but it was pulled in light of her, as well as her mother and most of her family's support for stem cell research, which has priceless medical research value, but is opposed by the American Christian Taliban and fetus fetishists because the stem cells come from harvested embryos. So Major George Hood, who canceled the Patty Davis speaking gig, you are the runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that leaves that very special someone, and some of you predicted this. Asshole of the Week is David Barton, the president of the Wall Builders, the Christian Reconstructionist group that is now employed by the Republican National Committee. David Barton is also the vice president of the Texas GOP. Advocate of integrating church and state. Advocate of capital punishment for nonviolent crimes of vice and moral crimes. And blaspheming crimes, including the indulgence of astrology and all beliefs disapproved of by the Christian Reconstructionists. And now traveling the country using slideshows and being part of the Bush campaign, David Barton, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, heard enough of these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare, Articles of Faith Did Buy This War. Vic Bondi did his song for George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son, and the book of that same title is worth purchasing from Soft Skull Press. The George W. Bush singers did Peons Freons, and from Beyond Life with Timothy Leary, you heard Allen Ginsberg doing A Tale of the Tribe, and started off with Gil Scott-Heron doing Johannesburg. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 4. And we're running out of time. We'll play final couple of songs after the credits. Want to say congratulations to Bookburner and performing artist Lisa Bouchel, whose band did very well in showcases of all of these record label representatives. And she played live on this show at least twice. And she and Laura Shea were also the musical guests of last year's Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. So best of luck to Lisa Bouchel. Check out numerous articles at truthout.org. This week, the Jello Biafra and Melvin's musical collaboration comes out from Alternative Tentacles at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Since it's Breast Cancer Day, remember that the anti-choice bozos need to be debunked with their bullshit myths about abortion and breast cancer having a link, which has been medically disproven 10 years ago. And remains so to this day. All right, now for the goody sights, since the show is close to the end. The guy who recorded the original Monster Mash, a song from around the 1950s, maybe early 60s, the same guy has re-recorded that song, changing it to Monster Slash, in view of the George W. Numbnuts Bush regime's environmental slashing. And you can download it at monsterslash.org. And for the latest Bush is an Asshole song, go to filmstripinternational.com. This is really worthwhile. The films, not the, just filmstripinternational.com. And you can hear the latest Bush Asshole song. Alright, I think we covered pretty much everything. So we'll do the credits and then play some closing songs. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And we're going to save the Abbie Hoffman thing from a spoken word release entitled Sound Bites of the Counterculture, a speech from the late 80s, since it's Erection Day season. We'll save that for next week. And a whole lot of other goodies. It's next week is Lick Bush in 04 Part 5 and the Halloween show, and got a lot of great tunes coming. I have half of that show planned already, and it's going to be a show to remember. All right, some final tunes coming up. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Lick Bush in 04 Part 4 show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Past Bride on the show, Cindy Wildflower, Lobo Red, friends and supporters of the Reverend in his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Annie Red, no relation. Thank you, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard, and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Learn, the Coffee Goddesses, Goddess Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from The Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from ontherag.net, Paul Krasner from paulkrasner.com, The Pro-Choice League from prochoiceleague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Chocolate, Deicide and Genevieve, Maria, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Mr. Scott, the computer security man, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Megan, Melissa, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, and to book burners and bush lickers everywhere, thank you from Reverend Bookburn. Next week, Lick Bush in 04 Part 5. Let's play from the Rock Against Bush compilation. We'll play from the newer one, Volume 2 from Fat Wreck Records, Fat, W-R-E-C-K, fatwreck.com, also from punkvoter.com. This is the Bouncing Souls doing a live version of Born Free.
Thank you very much. We are here on this tour not just to rock, but to educate everyone on punkvoter.com and to encourage people to register to vote, because we live here. Let's make a choice.
Yeah.
This next song is dedicated to every last human in the world who is truly, by your right as a human, born free.
See, we don't get paid enough on an independent label to, like, make the seamless set. So we like to have a lot of breaks so you get the sense of budget, you know?
Yes. Sit your room and laugh down on the wild. Suddenly the laughter died. We were caught in an Ottawa. Down on the floor. And then we said, quote, I can smell your thoughts and thoughts. Do you want to touch our blood like me? Scared to stay up and lift your house and kick myself. Put those feelings on a shelf to die. Cause I'm not a gambling dive. They have one, two of us. Hello. Hello. Need some time to think it out. Step no weapon, fuck and one. Two best woman, time to stop. Gave her a dime and a chest of milk. She laid down and kissed my cheek. I was scared but it felt great. That felt sweet. She asked me if I had a name. Told her I was glued up on some shit. And smoke the get the wall. Drink a beer, then chill a ball. A ball. I took my car and drove it down the hill by our house. Drove so fast. When it couldn't cool me down, turned it around, came back up. You are waiting on your steps. They ain't showing off your breath. And want to ring your head. But it doesn't redeem what Parker's crying on the road. And get right chicks that smoke these things. And then you watch at the bill. Held your hand and watch TV. Drink a little, let it love your palm. Your palm. I took my car and drove it down the hill by our house. Drove so fast. When it couldn't cool me down, turned it around, came back up. You were waiting on your steps. They showing off your breath and wandering your eyes.
But it just doesn't do one. Fuck on coin and on the road. And get right there. Right there. Right there.